It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. The first week of the 2014 legislative session comes to a close today, perhaps overshadowed by Governor Terry Branstad announcing he's running for re-election. Many state lawmakers have their eyes on looming national and state elections. Associated Press State House and political reporter Catherine Lucy is with me this morning to discuss how Iowa politics are shaping up at the outset of 2014. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Clay.
Now, many of us kind of sound like a broken record as we talk about the legislative session. Not much will get done unless there's early consensus. What has week one of the session foreshadowed about what's ahead?
Pretty much exactly as you said. This is expected to be a short session and not particularly combative. It's an election year. Most of the lawmakers are going to be heading out on the campaign trail, as is the governor. And last year, they did do a lot of big policy initiatives, tax cuts, education spending. So it's pretty much in agreement at the State House that they're going to handle a few small, fairly, you know, bipartisan issues. They're not looking to do any kind of heavy lift this year. And the tone this week was really pretty mild-mannered from all parties. I'd say they're saving the venom for the campaign trail.
So will the governor's race have much venom in it?
I'm sure it'll have some. So Governor Branstad this week announced that he is running for re-election with much fanfare, confetti, babies on the stage, the whole show. And he's certainly sitting in a very enviable position. He's got $4 million plus in the bank, big campaign organization, lots of achievements to talk about. But I'm sure that his likely Democratic opponent, Jack Hatch, a state senator, will be trying to push some venom in this race. He's going to try and criticize the governor on some of the things he thinks he's failed on thus far, and I'm sure we'll see some lively debate.
And we've got two congressional districts up for grabs and the U.S. Senate seat that Senator Tom Harkin is leaving open after his retirement at the end of the year. How will these national races be playing into the year?
It's a pretty amazing year for Iowa politics. After decades where the same people held the same seats, suddenly you have three big jobs all up at the same time. Right now, all those seats really are in play, too, I'd say. You have a big field of people looking for those jobs and not a lot of clear consensus as we go into primary season. So I think it's going to be an active campaign season. Certainly the Senate side, the Republican primary is contested. The Democrats have already pretty much centered on their candidate, Congressman Bruce Braley. But in both of those House races, you're seeing a lot of people, jockeying right now. And it's going to be interesting. One thing, though, I think that has been interesting about the last 6 months or so is it's as notable who doesn't want to run for these jobs as who
right.
does. The Senate primary for Republicans, for example, a lot of the state's top-tier Republicans, like Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, for example, have decided they just don't want to do it. And we're seeing some of the same decisions in the congressional races as well. Some of the candidates, I think, that party activists would really like to see in the mix for a variety of reasons don't want to run, don't want to go to Washington, just don't want to do it. So I don't know what that says about how great Iowa is or how bad Washington is, but that's been interesting as well.
You've covered a lot of the potential 2016 presidential hopefuls that have been in the state last year. Should we expect 2016 to have any kind of impact on the 2014 U.S. Senate or House races?
I think all this stuff sort of plays together. I mean, we have a lot of races here in 2014. And you have a lot of people on a national level looking to run in 16. So I'm sure you will see people out here doing fundraisers, doing events, appearing on behalf of candidates. Governor Branstad had a congressman, Paul Ryan was here for his birthday party in the fall. Joe Biden was here doing a fundraiser for retiring Senator Tom Harkin last year. We're going to see a lot more of that kind of stuff. How it sways the races this year, it's hard to say, but certainly it adds profile. It generates excitement.
All right. Catherine Lucy, thanks so much.
Thank you.